a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, early this month, police in North Plainfield notified authorities in Sag Harbor, Long Island, that a woman had been reported missing to their department in Jersey and might be at a motel in the New York officer's jurisdiction. But Masani Cruz was eventually found dead in the Colorado Springs home she shared with her husband, and he has now been arrested in the case. It's been a week of quarantine for about 200 Spotswood high schoolers after a few positive cases of COVID after last week's homecoming dance.
The possible 10-day protocol was spelled out on permission forms in September, school officials say, after about 375 Spotswood students attended the dance inside the school last Saturday. A number were feeling symptomatic Monday and stayed home. By Thursday, three students had tested positive. Quarantine for asymptomatic teens ends Tuesday. Students who showed proof of either full vaccination or that they had ended isolation after a case of COVID within 90 days prior, were able to return to school earlier under the policy. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Arrested back in February in New Jersey while returning from a party in Pennsylvania, a New York man, an apparent leader of the Pagans motorcycle gang, is sentenced to more than 2.5 years in prison for illegal gun possession. 62-year-old Keith Richter, an ex-con out of prison since 2012, pleaded guilty to that charge in July. Representatives for the Public Storage Company say they will help guide Scotch Plains customers through the insurance claims process after the basement level of their Route 22 facility was flooded out by Ida, leaving hundreds of people's belongings damaged beyond hope. But because Public Storage won't let unit holders bring in their own remediation vendors for individual evaluations, the company's stance is misleading.
The directive from Public Storage has been, hey, we're destroying all your stuff, pursue it with your insurance carrier. Or policy, which is rendered nearly impossible or impractical by the fact that they're destroying all the contents that need to be inventoried to pursue that.
Last week, affected customers were notified that everything stored in the basement was being declared a total loss and would be discarded. And that process started Monday, but was halted Wednesday by a temporary restraining order. Attorney Jacob Davidson, who represents the woman who filed for that order, says it could be expanded to include other clients. How much for a half a pizza? 50% of the Ocean Casino Resort in AC is being sold to the Illich organization based in Michigan, the holders of such properties as Little Caesars Pizza and the Detroit Red Wings and Tigers. The $175 million deal sets aside $70 million for the completion of 464 hotel rooms that have been unfinished since the casino opened in 2012. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com and click on podcast. Weather aware as things change this weekend, Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Time to win up to $10,000 with the Jersey Cash Code Contest on New Jersey 101.5. On your phone, open the NJ 101.5 app, click on Win Cash, and enter this hour's code word.
This hour's code word is FAST. F-A-S-T. FAST.
Your next chance to win cash happens in 60 minutes at 4 p.m. with the $10,000 Jersey Cash Code on New Jersey 101.5.
Or New Jersey fast traffic.
Right, rather busy on 280 on the eastbound side from the turnpike tolls through the area of the Western Spur entrance. There's also delays 24 going eastbound side Columbia Turnpike down to JFK Parkway. Route 10 east is tough coming down to Whippany Road. And the turnpike has been very busy both ways at exit 13. Southbound crash removed from the shoulder of the car lanes. Northbound, there's a flipped over truck accident partially blocking the exit ramp, exiting off both the car and the truck lanes at 13 northbound. 78 west is slow at 287 out to exit 26. Parkway crowding up north at 143 to 149 and south, coming down to 140, more jams into 130 with a crash in the right lane. Route 9 and Old Bridge, a southbound crash at Ferry Road is gone. Now we have a crash in Lakewood east on 70 over by Airport Road. It's one lane that's blocked. Leaving New Jersey, 10 to 15 minutes of the Lincoln Tunnel, 10 of the Holland, 5 of the George Washington Bridge. Tom Rivers, New Jersey traffic north.
Jill Myra, New Jersey traffic south. A couple things happening in Mercer County. So we have 206 in Lawrence Township backed up on the northbound side from 295 25 up through to Franklin Corner Road, and then southbound as well is going to be messy in that area, going all the way up towards Cold Soil. So it's a messy situation in Lawrenceville. A couple things are going on. We have an accident by 206 at Cold Soil, and that's why it's all closed off to you in both directions in the village. Then we also have work that is being done at 206, not too far from 295 at Franklin Corner Road. So it's a messy scene in that area of 206, basically from 295 all the way up to Cold Soil Road going towards Princeton. Accident just cleared up at 206 in Trenton, which is South Broad Street, right by Chambers. That accident just cleared up. And the Tacony Palmyra Bridge drawbridge opening just cleared. And also they cleared out an accident in Cherry Hill at 38 westbound at Longwood, New Jersey. Fast traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 318 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic brought to you by Guaranteed Service. For only $77, Guaranteed Service will tune up both your heating and cooling system and give you a no-breakdown guarantee for both systems throughout the entire season, or your repair is free, no questions asked. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or GuaranteedService.com.
Hey, Doyle, get on that radio.
You can now listen to New Jersey 101.5's Dominski and Doyle on demand. Weekday afternoons, Dominski and Doyle are on your radio. But now you can listen to them anytime and anywhere on demand.
We are DND.
Never miss another Dominski and Doyle show ever again. Listen on your schedule, when and where you want. Download the Dominski and Doyle show wherever you get podcasts.
Some of it's serious, some of it just stupid fun.
Or go to the free New Jersey 101.5 app and click on podcasts to subscribe.
All of it, Jersey.
Dominski and Doyle. Weekday afternoons on the air. And now anytime and anywhere on demand.
New Jersey on a 1.5 in-skin weather. The bottom line for this middle of October weekend, you have to stay weather aware of changing weather conditions. We dive into the weekend with summer-like warmth, but please don't be caught off guard by a sudden round of stormy weather tomorrow, followed by a big cool down. Our skies will stay mainly clear and our weather stays quiet tonight. Comfortable low temperatures dip into the lower 60s by morning, and tomorrow morning will be okay. Sunny, windy, and warm. Highs upper 70s to around 80. Increasing clouds through midday, and then strong thunderstorms are likely starting mid to late afternoon. That'll put a quick end to any outdoor plans with a quick burst of heavy rain, gusty wind, and lots of lightning. Sunday turns much cooler. It'll be sunny and breezy. Highs only in the lower 60s. Mid 60s on Monday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
In Byram, it's 78. Manchester, 81. North Brunswick, 83. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey